It's time to talk Bulldog football with Coach Tony Jansen. Auburn last week took on a squad, the Ashton Greenwood, the Blue Jays coach. Score ends up in that game 56-13. They're always a solid football team, aren't they?
Yeah, they're always good, always deep, always physical. And yeah, so they're a solid team. And I thought we really came out, you know, with much more fight than we did the week before. Yeah, I thought we had them stopped there on the first drive, and then things didn't quite go our way. Our very first offensive play, we had a good gain. It's just, you know, we couldn't kind of handle some of those waves, and we still got to get a little bit better at handling some adversity. There's a couple times where, again, I thought we were playing a good defensive drive, and a couple things didn't quite go our way, and then we got in the red zone. I didn't think we competed as well as we should, but, you know, and so at no point do you want to be okay, obviously, with losing. You look at that result, and we got to be, you know, disappointed in that. But I think in a lot of ways we did take some steps forward last week, now heading into to our district play. And so we just got to continue to build on those things that where we're improving and find those other spots where, again, we're just not there yet. And making that something that we a point of emphasis in practice. And if we can do that, we've still got a lot that we can accomplish this year, but obviously we just got to really keep growing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been visiting with all the coaches because it's just been a tough year physically on kids this year all around the area. Give me a mid-season medical report on your Bulldogs if you can.
You know, I think we've talked before on how, you know, the last few years before this one, we've been really, really fortunate on injuries. And that's caught up to us a little bit this year. And, you know, so we've had to fight that a little bit. And some of those guys are starting, you know, to get to where they're making their way back, and some aren't. And that's just, unfortunately, you know, part of the game. But it also, you know, goes to the idea of that's why you develop depth, and right. You got to have next man up ready to go as well.
I'm looking at the district's C1, Class 1 district, and I'm looking at this. I see Syracuse sitting on top 4-0. That's not surprising. And I look at the other five teams. I'm going, what in the world is going on? Because this is not the records we expect to see for several teams in this district this year.
Yeah, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. Yeah. And so you learn from that. Now it's a fresh season. And, you know, as far as district standings go, none of that matters. Everyone's 0-0 going in the district. It's what you're taking from it. And, you know, with our, you know, just we can't speak for other teams, but for us, you know, we played a tough non-district, we really feel like we've grown from that, and, you know, no excuses on it. Same non-districts we had a year ago, but I do think playing a schedule like that does help you grow and helps you kind of really see where you need to improve, and I think that's going to pay dividends for us here as we get into district play.
And you know, your kids just aren't used to being 0-4 in football at this point. It's a testament to your program. It's been so good for so long. How are you and the coaches? What are you talking with about the kids? Like you said, the whole season's ahead of you. Now the district play is here. Everything's wide open for the playoffs. So you just got to get going here in this district, and things can look a whole lot better starting Friday night.
Well, again, and I know I've probably said this before, but it's about finding the balance in the message. You know, anytime you find it to be, you know, you let it be okay to lose, that's a problem. You know, that seeps into your culture, and you don't want that. But again, you don't want to let it be something that you dwell on and get negative on and feel like, well, okay, we're not very good. Well, no, we don't have to be, you know, we don't have to be who we've been the last 4 weeks. There are opportunities to improve. There are opportunities to grow. There's opportunities to be a completely different team by the end of this year if we choose to do the things that we need to do to make those improvements.
Okay, Wilbur Claytonia, Friday night, headed out there. What do you expect to get into with that squad?
Well, they're always a physical team. And, you know, under Coach Juergens, they're a very, very well-coached team as well. We always know that. So they're fairly young this year, but they've got good young talent. And so, yeah, they're going to be aggressive. They're going to be physical. They're going to challenge us at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, again, they're just going to test how tough you're willing to play for four quarters. And, you know, they're a team, you know, it's coming off a win. They started 0-3, played really well against Fillmore Central last week. So they're definitely improving as the year goes on, as they always do. You know, you look at last year too. You know, last year is a similar deal where they started 0-3, and you know, going into district, they had one of the worst schedules for district teams, and they finished third in our district. Mm-hmm. And so they're a team that's going to challenge throughout our district. You can't look at their schedule on that. You just got to know they're a team that, again, always plays physical football, and they're a team that's going to keep improving. And so we're ready for a test going out there this week. And it'll be a good one for us, because that's one thing we keep talking about is we got to get tougher. We got to get more physical. And I think in a lot of ways, I mean, compared week three to week four, we were a much more physical, tougher team than we were. I thought we did not pass that test at all week three. And obviously, when you get beat like we did last week, there's nothing to say that we excelled in that area. But I definitely think we took a huge step forward in terms of just physicality. And that'll be a huge part of this game this week, and how it goes is how physical are we willing to play on both sides of the ball.
All right, Coach, we'll call it good for the Coach's Show. We'll talk to you Friday night in the pregame show.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, John.
Auburn Bulldog football on Sunday 101.3 coming up Friday night at Wilbur Claytonia. Kickoff at 7 o'clock with pregame coverage at 6:40.